ಪಾತ್ರತ್ವಾದ ಧರ್ಮಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ತನಾದ ಧರ್ಮ ತತಃ ಸುಖ. ಫೆಲೋ ಟೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್ ಟೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ಸ್, ಗುಡ್ ಈವ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿವನ್. I'm sure some of you here were wondering what I was talking about just a few minutes back. It's a beautiful Sanskrit sloka that explains the significance of education. Could you please have a show of hands if you had read the world-renowned book, J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter? I'm not sure if the same number of hands would go up if I had asked how many of you had read the greatest literatures of our land. We all know the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, but I'm not sure how many people actually read it to know the depth of these wonderful literatures. I believe reading our native literature helps us to understand what's great about our land. For instance, in Kamba Ramayana, the poet Kamban narrates the destruction of the demon Pataka with a beautiful comparison. He says that the arrow that was released from Lord Ram's arms traveled at the speed of sound and killed the demon. Arrow travels at the speed of sound? How did Kamban know about the speed of sound? Centuries later, it was proved that sound is one of the fastest traveling entities. Let's have a look at the greatness that we could see in Mahabharata. In an instance, Lord Krishna narrates a story to his pregnant sister, Subhadra. Subhadra sleeps off, but Lord Krishna continues the story. He was actually telling the story to Abhimanyu, who was in Subhadra's womb, on what he should be doing at the battlefield to turn around the war situation. It is mentioned in Mahabharata that Abhimanyu learned the art of warfare even before birth from his father Arjuna. Can child hear before birth? Science found the answer a few decades back, but our centuries old literature holds the proof that we were aware of this fact long back. Let's travel southwards. The best work in Tamil literature that I know is Thiruvarur. Poets in Thiruvarur has explained a lot of things that's important to mankind in 1330 couplets, just two-line poetry. He has talked about the significance of self-reliance, self-respect, self-esteem, importance of rainwater, importance of education, and everything that's important to mankind in those couplets. He has explained all this in a nutshell. Poetess Avoyar, who exclaims the beauty of this amazing literary work, says, Thirukkural is like an atom that's bombarded and enclosed with seven seas within it. An atom enclosed with seven seas within it, the height of fantasy in Indian literature, my dear friends. Do you still think Harry Potter is one of the best fantasy that ever existed? My dear friends, even if you forget whatever I have told now, I'll be happy if you remember this. German philologist Max Müller has said, if I had asked from which literature we here in Europe who had been nurtured exclusively upon the thoughts of Greeks and Romans should look at to draw the corrective from so that we could make our inner lives more meaningful, more comprehensive, more universal, and for that matter, even more human, not just for this life, but for the eternal and transfigured life, I would point to India. Holding the butter in hand, we are searching for ghee everywhere, my dear friends. We are searching for ghee everywhere, holding the butter in hand. Our ancestors have left us a glorious past. Let's work towards making a future that's really worthy of the remarkable past that they had left behind. I believe reading these priceless treasures of our native literature would be one of the best ways to start working towards a brighter future, so that we realize what's great about ourselves, what's great about our land, how great we once were, and how great we could be in the future.